t-shirts thrown out there. Who wants another one? We gotta get some t-shirts out there. Oh, look at that. Oh, way back there. Way back there. Awesome. One more. Here it goes over here. Very good. Did you guys have fun at kids' camp? Oh, I am so glad. I am so glad. You know, we had some awesome things go down in the house this week, and that's what I want to talk to you about. We had over 360 kids come through our doors to learn about Jesus. How awesome! Yeah, that's right. And you know something else that's amazing, is that now we didn't get our count, yes, from last night, but from the night before, we had 57 kids make a decision for Jesus. How incredible is that? Is that all you got? All right, that's more like it. Now, kids, we want to show off a little bit of what we learned this past week at SWAG. Now, here's the cool thing. We know, first of all, I don't have much swag, but I'm so thankful that I have a God that gives me swag. And we're going to talk about that. Who can tell me what does the S in swag stands for? God's? Oh, you are on it. God's strength is enough. What about that W? God's? Wow. And then we have our A. What is our A? God's? And then finally, we move on to the G, which is God's is enough. When you put all that together, when you put his strength, when you put his ways, and you put his answer, and you put his grace all together, that means that God is... Oh, you can do better than that. That means that God is. That's what I like to hear. I want you to stand up on your feet because we're going to teach our parents the verse that we had all week. Now you know what? I get kind of tricked up on these motions, so you're going to have to help me out. So everyone up. That means you guys in the back, you can do it too. We're going to teach you too. Everybody get up. Get up on your feet. Let's get up and do our Bible verse together. All right, we learned from the 419 crew this awesome Bible verse, Philippians 4:19. Let's say it together. Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all my needs according to his riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Oh, I think we can do that one more time because it's so awesome when we speak God's word. Let's do it again. Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all your needs according to his riches of his glory of Christ Jesus. Oh, that's awesome. You guys are amazing. Give yourselves a big round of applause. Awesome. Now, here's the deal. We learned all kinds of things about swag through some experiments, some biggie deals. We did all kinds of cool things. And we had a crazy crew helping us with that. What do you say we get it up and bring those crazy crew out right now? What do you say? I can't hear you. All right, let's bring it on out. Bring it on out, guys. Let's go. Big boy. I caught you off guard, didn't I?
Hey, yo! This is my homeboy, Toby P. Diddy Deacher!
You guys want to have a seat? You can have a seat.
Straight off the tour with Rascal Flatts. And then my other homeboy, Little Benzay. My name is the Rev P.
Dizzle.
To the J.
Dizzle.
Oh, let me hear it again. The Rev P.
Dizzle.
To the J. Jizzle. We are with you today. So excited to be here.
So excited.
We having some fun. Hey, you know what, Ginger Fresh?
Yes.
I think it's time that we show everybody what we did every night. And I think you need to drop a beat like that.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Come on. Come on. Oh, come on, girl. All right, let's show. Come on now. Let's show them what we all did every night, all right?
Okay, remember what? Did we do? Oh,
ready?
Oh, yeah, this is
let's get
this
a little bump it.
Bump it.
Waka waka. Waka waka. Selfie. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. We got some good looking selfies on the Facebook page, don't we?
We got some good looking selfies.
Good looking selfies.
Go check it out. Check it out.
So, you know, I think that we got some stuff that we need to share with these boys and girls.
Oh, we had a good time this week, did we not, little hoe boy? Hey, let me hear the homies out there, little homies.
Oh, you can do better than that. Come on, little homies, get it up, little homies. There we go.
How about the funky beats? The home skillet. And let me hear all the big dogs bark in the house. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we had a good time this week, Ginger
Well,
Fresh.
you know, the Rev, we've been saying that we have talked about swag.
Yo.
And every night we had a main focus.
We did.
And the first night we talked about God's strength.
The big F.
Enough.
The big F. The
Tell
big F.
Tell us a little
F.
bit about that. Tell
God's
us a little bit about that.
Strength. Is enough. Say that with me, homeboy. God's strength is enough. That's exactly right. And we taught them a biggie deal. Boys, we want to spread out right over here, Toby P. All right? And this is how it went. Everybody on your feet. Everybody on your feet. Everybody on your feet.
Up, everyone
hey,
up.
Even you old people out there wondering what's going on today, get up off your feet. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Come on, here we go. Here we go. This is what we learned. Ready? Holla, holla, holla.
Holla, holla, holla.
If you got the power.
If you got the power.
Cause God's grace is straight.
Cause God's grace is great.
For every single hour.
For every single hour.
Hey, listen, I can mess it up every once in a while cause I've done this thing 35 times, okay? Let's do this one more time. Let's get loud. And if I see any of you old people out there filming me right now, I'm calling you up on stage. All right, here we go. Holla, holla, holla.
Holla, holla, holla.
If you got the power.
If you got the power.
Cause God's strength is great.
Cause God's strength is great.
For every single hour.
For every single hour.
Yeah, have a seat,
Woo!
Have a seat.
Way to go. Good job.
Yeah, Ginger Fresh, that first night we talked about how God's strength is enough. And you left us something in the swag bag every night to remind us of a Bible story. And that first night, we got this. Look at this. Thank you, little busy. We got a microphone-y phone. Now, you know how a microphone makes your voice get bigger and bigger. You know, Toby P, when I'm in the studio spitting my mad rhymes.
You're spitting them. That's all right. That's a good word, Ram, for you.
And it makes my voice get bigger, bigger, bigger. Well, I remember the story. Nice catch, little busy.
Mm.
Got hands like his daddy. Okay, listen. I remember the story that microphone-y phone reminded me of a story of David and Goliath. Y'all ever heard about David and Goliath? Yeah, yeah. Now, here's what's happening. David and Goliath went down. See, there was these enemies of the Israelites called the Philistines. And they did not like God's people. And every day, they was getting all up in their face, all up in their grill, saying, we don't like you. We're going to beat you down. And they had this big, giant leader named Gangsta Goliath. Big-looking thug, ugly thug, man. And he was up cursing God, getting all up in his face. And he was crazy. Ginger Fresh, you listening? You looking tired. You need to, okay, you listen. One day, little boy named Davy Dizzle showed up on the scene. Yeah, adult Davy Dizzle come on up. And he hears this gangster Goliath out there barking and getting up in the grill. And he's like, who's this boy? Who's this homeboy out there think he is? And he heard that he was mocking and getting up in the grill of the Israelites. But more important, he was getting up in the grill of God. Mm. You don't want to get up no grill with God. And David said, what's happening? And Goliath went, hoogie-boy. And old David Dizzle said, oh, no, you didn't. You ain't gonna mock me, and you definitely ain't gonna mock my God. So old David Dizzle pulled out a sling, whoop, boom, knocked that old gangster Goliath right in the forehead, down on the ground. Pretty amazing thing, Ginger Fresh. Now, here's what's crazy. The reason why that microphone made sense to me is old David Dizzle couldn't have done that by himself, could he? Because by himself, he is weak. By myself, I am weak. Say that with me. It'll do you good, big people. By myself,
I am weak.
But he realized with God, extra power, God's strength is enough. God's
strength is enough.
And that night, Ginger Fresh, you never believe it, but I got a beat. I got a beat.
What's that beat?
And that beat was pretty amazing, something I saw. By myself, I am weak. So I thought, if I took this roll of toilet paper, and I said, I'm going to toilet paper all you folk out there. By myself, how far do you think I can get this to go? Not very far. Watch this.
That's just not going to do anything.
Yeah, by myself, I'm weak.
By yourself, you're weak. Yep.
So I thought, Ginger Fresh, I need some power.
Mm. Some power.
For every single hour. Mm. So I thought, what if I plugged into the power?
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Just like Davy Dizzle did. I wonder what might happen. And then I thought, Ginger Fresh, because we're having fun. I thought, what if, because listen. I thought, old Davy Dizzle had to take down a big old thug named Gangsta Goliath. So he needed even more power, more strength from God. So I thought, what if we did this? With all of God's power. Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's good stuff.
All you little homeboys out there and homegirls. If your mommy and daddy got a blower and you find some toilet paper, you can do that at home in their room.
There you go.
Here's what we learned, Ginger Fresh. Listen, when life gets tough, sometimes you need more strength than yourself because by myself, I am weak. But with God, God is
enough.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, Should we do that big idea one more time?
Let's do that one more time. Gotta get with it, okay? Holla, holla, holla.
Holla, holla, holla.
If you got the power.
If you got the power.
Because God's strength is great.
Because God's strength is great.
For every single hour.
For every single hour.
That's what we learned first
night.
God's strength is enough.
That's awesome stuff. Let's get a round of applause for strength. God's strength. Now, we didn't stop there. We didn't stop there, Rev. We didn't stop there. We went on to the W. And what was the W all about?
Let me catch my breath.
It's been a long week.
The W was easy. Okay, with God's ways. are enough. God's ways are enough. And we learned a biggie deal that night, did we not? Let's all stand to our feet once again. Everybody, big people too. I see you. I'm coming to get you. You know what? You sit down. You. Now let's do this. Here we go. Ready? Get a little swaggy. Tracking with my God.
Tracking with my God.
Through all of my days.
Through all of my days.
Sticking with my God.
Sticking with my God.
Through each of his ways.
Through each of his ways.
Okay, now here's the deal. I see some of you old people out there like this. We don't do that thing in church. Now listen, all you, okay, here's the deal. I want all my homeboys and homegirls to turn around this time, stare them down, and challenge them right now. All right, listen, swag team. Get swaggy. Get swaggy. Show them how to get swaggy. Ready? Here it is. Tracking with my God.
Tracking with my God.
Through all of my days.
Through all of my days.
Sticking with my God.
Sticking with my God.
Through each of his ways.
Through each of his ways.
Yeah. Now do this. Now do this, Adam. Now do this, Adam. Yeah.
Nice.
All right, Ginger Fresh, listen up now. That night, we got something in the swag bag. What are we getting in that swag bag that night? Little biz. Oh, yeah, some blingity-blingity-bling-bling chain. Or glasses. Hey, I'm a little tired. Work with me here. We'll get through this. I got some blingity-bling-bling shades. And I started thinking, what would Ginger Fresh reminding me about this Bible story that night and seeing things God's ways, because it's W. So Toby P. Diddy Deacher, he remembered a story that the 419 crew told him. Break it down.
All right, P. Dizzle to the J. Jizzle. Here's a story about my main man, Moses.
Moses?
You see, my main man, Moses, was walking in the wilderness. And he came upon this burning bush. But the strange thing, crazy thing, cray-cray thing was the bush did not burn up.
No, wait a minute. When you put something on fire, it burns up. Have you ever been to Arizona in the summer?
You gotta see it through the smooth shades.
All right.
You see, Moses was looking through the smooth shades of our Lord. All
right.
So it was his way of telling Moses he was looking for a leader.
Okay.
So Moses, that's just one way.
Why was he looking for him?
He was looking for a leader to go rescue God's people.
The Israelites
from the not so friendly Pharaoh.
Okay.
I like it when you say Israelites better.
Israelites.
That's right.
And they was in slavery.
They was in slavery.
Yo.
So.
They were in the wilderness, if I remember right, for a long time. Did God ever show up there?
Who's telling the story? So my main man, Moses, he goes in, he rescues the Israelites. And he's walking them through the wilderness, and they're lost. But God sent another answer that they only could see.
Only they could see.
Yeah. He sent them a cloud by day and a fire by night. And only they could see it. See, God had his ways.
Yo.
But here's the strange thing. He led them right up to this place called the Red Sea.
Not the Blue Sea?
No.
The Red Sea.
Not the Swaggy Sea. The Red Sea.
I got you.
So these people were like, what's going on?
I'm feeling you.
And they turned around, and the not-so-friendly pharaohs were coming right at them. They had nowhere to go.
They got a problem.
But those smooth shades, you see, God had an answer.
Yo.
They had a way for him. And Moses, he split the Red Sea.
Split it?
And not only did they walk across it, they walked across it on dry land.
Dude,
no mud on the kickers or nothing.
Dude, I get mud on my Jordans all the time. That's crazy. I am feeling you right now, man. I'm feeling what's happening.
Okay. Eye contact.
That story gave me a beat. You know what I'm talking about, Ginger Fresh? That burning bush reminded me something of how only God could do something that the Moses and Israelites could see. And we got to be looking for God's way. So I came up with something that I remember we did back in high school, that in science class. And let's see if we can do this right.
What do you got there? What do you got there?
I just thought, you know, that burning bush thing. It's burning up and never burning up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what you got going on?
Well, let's try something.
I'm a little nervous.
I'm very nervous,
too. I'm a little nervous here, Rev. I'm a little nervous.
Let's kill the light. Let's kill the lights.
Oh, boy.
Let's see if we can do this.
Whoa, I'm up. I don't know about this. I think we
should. Is it burning up?
No.
Who wants to roast a marshmallow?
I think you should start blowing. Start blowing. I think, there you go.
Let's see the lights.
Let's see what we got.
Is it burned up?
No.
How you like that?
Yeah,
that's
wow.
Crazy.
Wow, Rev. That's awesome.
Listen, Ginger Fresh, here's what I got to believe. God put old Moses out in that wilderness, and he was facing all kinds of challenges and obstacles and missing, and this was crazy. If Moses wasn't looking through his swaggy shades for God's ways, he would have missed it all. So here's what I know is you got to be looking. Anytime you face tough stuff, you got to be looking for God's ways. Even though it's not clear, you got to be looking and place the faith in him. And that's what we learned, because we said this, that God's ways are enough.
That's awesome.
God's
ways are enough.
And we kind of ended it once again with that whole thing going, tracking with my God.
Tracking with my God.
Through all of my days.
Through all of my days.
Sticking with my God.
Sticking with my God.
Through each of his ways.
Through each of his ways.
That's what we learned.
That's great stuff. That's great stuff. Now, it didn't stop there. We moved on to the A.
The A.
What's the A all about? I bet these kids know what the A is.
We talked about how God's answers are enough. Say that with me. God's
answers
are enough. And here's how we broke it down. Everybody stand back up. Stand back up. Everybody, we're going to sit down this time. No, stand up. Here we go. Everybody say hey-o.
Hey-o.
Everybody say hey-o.
Hey-o.
Hey, yo, he's dropping the heavenly beat.
Hey, yo, he's dropping the heavenly beat.
Hey, yo, his answer is always complete.
Hey, yo, his answer is always complete.
Let's try that one more time. Ready? Hey, yo, he's dropping the heavenly beat.
Hey, yo, he's dropping the heavenly beat.
Hey, yo, his answer is always complete.
Hey, yo, his answer is always complete.
That's it, Ginger Fresh. That's what we learned about. And that night, you can go ahead and have a seat. That night, we got something in the swag bag, which was pretty amazing. That night, we got this. We got in that swag bag some incredible headphones, Beats by Lil Busy. And these things, we started thinking, what in the world that I can't even open these things? What was God talking about when he said this? And we thought, well, it's the A, God's answer. So we got to be listening to God. And Toby P remembered a story about Jonah. And he told us the story that the 419 crew did.
That's right, P. Dizzle to the J. Jizzle. We had a story about a man named Joe. And Jonah was a prophet from God. You see, Jonah got God's answers delivered directly to him. And you see, one day, Jonah's answer was very clear. God told him to go to Nineveh. And Nineveh was that way.
That way.
That way. Jonah, on the other hand, guess which way he went, Rev?
I believe that Jonah went that way.
That is right. So you see,
Jonah, where'd he go?
He went towards a town called Tarshish.
Tarshish.
And he was running so fast, because he did not want to go that way, that he even ran out of land and jumped on a boat. And on this boat, there was some mean sailors, some nasty sailors. And this storm came along while he was on the boat.
Yep.
And the sailors' boat's getting all beat up. And they're going, what's going on? Jonah's just sleeping. Yep. They wake him up. They find out Jonah's the reason the storm's there. Because he ain't listening to
He's not obeying.
Mm-mm. So those mean sailors, they just take him. Kick him right off the boat.
Off the boat?
Right into the sea.
What happened?
Well, God sent another answer. In the form of a big fish.
A big fish?
That's right. A big fish.
Ah, ticky-tack.
Big
depends on
fish
what version.
Slash whale. So this whale, big fish, swallows Jonah up.
Swallowed him up?
Yeah, but he didn't die. He's just sitting around in that belly. 3 days going, my plan was not so great. My answer was not so great. God's answer is looking pretty fantastic right now.
Yes, it is.
So God gave him another chance. See, he sent that big fish right to Nineveh and bleep, spit him right up, right on the land. Just something like, how to go busy? Can you do that? Yeah, something like that. So, anyway, Jonah's in Nineveh, and he does what God intended him to do the first time. He delivers the message, and the people of Nineveh are saved by the grace of God.
Hey, they got saved. That's the good news. So, Ginger Fresh that night, God gave me another beat with another something I learned.
Yeah, what's and that?
Well, here's what I need you to do. I need you to take off your shoes and your socks.
Ooh, if
you
I don't
would,
know about that.
And just come on out, Toby P, and help me out with this thing.
Oh,
here's
really
what I know. Sometimes doing something can be extremely dangerous and scary. But if God tells you to do it, then you need to do it. Don't be afraid, because God, if God says to do it, then you got to know God's answers are enough. Watch what I mean. Ginger Fresh, can you come on over here?
You want to borrow my sweater?
Here's what I got, folks, just so you know, something extremely dangerous like Nineveh. I've got...
What is this going on here?
I have a whole bucket full of glass. But some of you folks probably don't believe me, even though I'm a pastor. So I'm going to show you it's real. Okay, real glass is going on right here. Now, here's what's going to happen. I need her microphone because I want them to hear this. Ginger Fresh, I'm going to pretend like I'm God, and I'm far from it. You can check with my wife later. But anyway, here's what I know. I am going to tell you, Jonah, that you need to go to Nineveh and trust me. So here we go. Jonah, you need to go to Nineveh, and you need to trust me and have faith.
No way.
Well, you're supposed to turn around and kind of like walk the other way. You know? No. My answer is always enough, Ginger Fresh, and you need to trust me. So here's what I want you to do. You need to trust me. You nervous?
I'm shaking.
I know, because Nineveh's a bad place.
Mm. Yes.
Give it a go.
Okay.
I won't get a little microphone action so you can hear. Oh, that one hurt? Is it real glass?
It's real glass.
All right, hey, go backwards.
That's funny.
Very nice. Would you like to jump on it?
Sure, why not?
Well, hold on. Can we get that waiver real quick? Try it. You want it?
Okay, that's good.
One more. Mm. Oh, give it up for Ginger Fresh.
Oh. It's not flipping everywhere here.
Ginger Fresh! Ginger Fresh, I gotta believe Jonah knew what the answer was.
He knew what the answer was.
He knew it was, but he didn't want to do it because he didn't want to go to Nineveh because he was afraid. So here's what I know. Jonah learned the hard way of not listening to God because he got eaten up by a big fish or whale. Depends on the version, okay? But sometimes, here's what I know. Big people, you need to listen. If God is telling you to do something, you got to believe and you got to know that God's answer is enough. God's
answer is enough.
Try one more time. Hey, yo.
he's dropping the heavenly beat.
Hey, yo, he's dropping the heavenly beat.
Hey, yo, his answer's always complete.
Hey, yo, his answer's always complete.
I said Ginger Fresh, that's not number three right there. Are you okay?
Ooh, man, that was tough. Tough stuff, but God's answer was enough.
God's answer is enough.
Awesome. All right, so we're move on to the G.
The J.
And the G. I gotta tell you, boys and girls, the G was my favorite night of all. Did you guys like G? Did you like the G? Yeah, we learned that God's grace is enough. Tell us about it. Tell us about it.
Here's the deal. We learned first night God's strength is enough. The second night God's ways are enough. And the next night with God's answers enough. And this is the most important one, and you big people need to listen to, because this is huge. God's grace is enough. Say it with me. God's grace
is enough.
Stand up one more time. One more time, and let's get this. Let's get it on like Donkey Kong right now. Here we go. Now, big people, you got to bend your knees right here. And don't fold your arms. Get your arms out like this, okay? Right now. Okay? And you kind of got to do it with this kind of voice tonight, all right? Or today. Amazing and crazy, incredible love.
Amazing and crazy, incredible love.
Sent from the Father from heaven above.
Sent from the Father from heaven above.
Given to us like falling rain.
Given to us like falling rain.
His grace is great and off the chain.
His grace is great and off the chain.
Okay. I'm serious, big people.
Yep.
You gotta get into this right now. So let's turn around and challenge him one more time. Homies, here we go. All right, let's do this now. Here we go.
Amazing and crazy, incredible love.
Amazing and crazy, incredible love.
Sent from the Father from heaven above.
Sent from the Father from heaven above.
Given to us like falling rain.
Given to us like falling rain.
His grace is great and off the chain.
His grace is great and off the chain. Hey, yo, Gingerbread, go have a seat. Have a seat. Yeah. Now listen, that last night, we got something pretty amazing in that swag bag that you reminded us of the store. Here we go. Well, we get there. A blingity ding 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 necklace. Look at that. Look at that gold chain looking good. It's getting harder to get on. And this story reminded me of something interesting. A Bible story, Ginger Fresh, in the Bible called The Prodigal Son. You can go in there. You probably heard it. You looked at it and said, the prodigal son, but I need you to tell you something. That story right there had more to do with the father and what the father did for the prodigal son than it does about the prodigal son. Here's what happened. There was a boy, and he's getting tired of doing what his moms and his pops were doing or telling him to do. So he started lying and getting all up in their grill, started disrespecting and not doing and not wanting to do what his moms and pops told him to do. And he thought, I know a better way. But we already know that God's ways are enough. But he said, I know a better way, and I know what will make me happy. So he one day went to his pops. He said, Pops, I'm done with this. I want what's mine, and I'll go find peace and happiness in my own life. And his pops gave it to him willingly. He gave him what he wanted. Think about that one. He gave him what he wanted. And that old boy, he went out and he started blinging it up. Spending bills, flying them everywhere, buying things that he thought would make him happy. Buying clothes that he thought would bring him peace. Eating out in all the fancy restaurants. And he thought, I can find peace on my own. I don't need my father.
I've been there, done, did it, that.
Until one day he realized, I'm all out. I ain't got nothing left. And he realized that all that pursuit, all that looking, that beautiful thing in his life that he thought would make him happy, he eventually became a chain to it, enslaved to it. He thought, this ain't right. So he said, maybe, just maybe, I can go back to my pops and I can ask him, fall at his mercy and say, Pops, forgive me. And maybe, just maybe, he won't take me back as his son, but he'll take me back as his servant. And he went home thinking maybe. And he saw his son in the distance coming at him. And the father, before he could even get to him to ask him the question, the father came running out to meet him, wrapped him up and said, Son, you can always come home. You can always come home.
That's a sad story, Rev.
And I started thinking, all that grace, all that stuff that you think that you're chained to. And it gave me a beat that night, Ginger Fresh, something that I learned was kind of interesting. And I gave my boy, my homeboy, Lil Busy, some lotion, didn't I? This morning I said, you want some lotion? I gave him some lotion. And he said, yeah, does it smell good? Yeah, the crazy thing is, it ain't lotion. It's germ bug potion. Yeah. See, Ginger Fresh, here's what I know. And he don't know this yet, but we're going to show something. Here's what I know. I heard your pastor calls you names all the time. So I'm going to do it too. You all the sinner. Sinner, 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 sinner. But don't worry, because we all the sinner too. Sinner, sinner, big time sinner, sinner. We all the sinner. And we all born with sin. And sometimes you don't think you can, you got sin in your life, but it's all over you. It's all over you, just like this germ potion. And I'm going to show you something. We're going to kill the lights, because he thinks it was lotion, but it actually brings to highlight the germs that are on his body. You might not be able to see this Ginger Fresh. You see that?
That is some nasty right there.
Look at this.
Oh, little busy.
That's that little booger right
You've been busy getting nasty. Well, you've been busy. That's a big busy. No little
nasty,
busy.
Nasty, stinky.
He's been picking his nose again. Look at that. Now, here's the deal. We all got sin in our life, and we trying to refuse it. We don't have it. We can have the lights again. And here's what we do. We try to get rid of our own sin, and we go out and we try to pursue things to make us happy. So go ahead and wash it off, little busy. Wash it off all that you can. Try to get it out of you. And we try to get our own sin out. We'll pursue things that make us happy, blingity, bling, bling, bling. But watch what happens. Even if you try to get it off yourself, the sin still stays. Lights out. Lights out. Is it still there?
Oh, he's still nasty.
Still nasty, boy.
Still nasty.
I'm coming over here.
You filthy, nasty boy.
Woo. Filthy. Filthy stuff. What's this over here? Look at this stuff right there.
That's just that's a dry booger. All right, lights back up.
Wow, what are you going to do about that?
Here's what I know.
It looked all good on the outside.
See, you think you can go out and you can get rid of your own sin by making yourself happy. But here's what I know, Ginger Fresh. Here's what I know. It wasn't until the son decided, I'm going back home, that he was able to break his chains, because only God's grace can set you free. Can I hear an amen? Because God's grace is
enough.
Hey, big people, I want to hear you out there. God's
grace is enough.
One last time, here we go. Tracking with my, that's the wrong one, my bad. Amazing and crazy and incredible love.
Amazing and crazy and incredible love.
Sent from the Father from heaven above.
Sent from the Father from heaven above.
Given to us like falling rain.
Given to us like falling rain.
His grace is great and off the chain.
His grace is great and off the chain.
Peace out, homie.
Peace out. Peace out. Let's give our crew big a round
love.
Of applause.
Big love.
Let's give a round
big
of applause.
Big love. Big love.
Come on, get up. Get up. Let's give
big
a round
love.
Of applause. That's awesome. Woo.
Big love.
Oh. through swag, through strength, through ways, through answer, through grace, that God is enough. Come on now, God is. Come on, you can do it better. God is. You know what? I am so thankful that each and every one of you came to SWAG, because we want you to know that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you face, if you have nothing else, God is enough for you. That's the message we want you to know. And so I want us to give God a standing ovation one more time. Everyone, get it up for God. We can stand up for God. We can stand up for Him because He is enough. Awesome. You know what, guys? We're going to close off with a recap video to see all the great things that you guys were doing this week. Check out the screens, and they're going to end with one last song, and you are be out of here. Peace out.